Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Check him out on YouTube. He's been with many, many rock groups doing sound and also playing with him. So here's Joe Berger. That was Joe Berger, my friend, wonderful musician. He's worked with many people that you have probably heard about in the rock music. So I won't really say who they were, but some of them was AC/DC and Jack Bruce from Cream, John Anderson from Yes. He's going to be going to Mount Fuji in China, so doing some concerts there. So anyway, we'll start our show here. So, Sylvia, Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yep, I'm here. Wow, that was quite an introduction. Thank you, Joe. That was awesome. So what would you like to get into tonight, Ron?
Let's do some emotional healings here.
Okay.
Better just sit back and relax here, and we'll do some emotional trauma clearing from everybody. We'll go back 10 days, and we'll do some entities. So here we go. So ten days cleared, and 9 days cleared, and 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, and 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and yesterday cleared. We'll do some entity releasing for people, and here we go. We'll take them out of your feet now and move up to your ankles and go into your knees and go into your waist, go into your back. A lot of energy is there coming out. Here we go, coming out. There we go, more entities out of our backside. Out of your stomach area, working out like second chakra area. And here we go, moving up now to your heart, moving up to your shoulders, spot there. Maybe people have back problems, shoulder energy problems, maybe rotator cuff problems. That's what I'm seeing right now. A lot of shoulder entities. You may have had some pain there from the past. Remember, entities get attracted to this from physical pain in your body. So here we go. Moving up to the neck. And now we're going to your face. If you've had jaw troubles possibly, teeth problems, taking them out of there. And now we're going to the eyes and ears. Top of our head now. And we'll go back down now. I'm seeing energies that entities have come in that have heartbreak in people. We'll work with our heart center, taking out entities out of there. People who have had relationship problems, entities like to come in to get the energy also, and ones that had problems with relationships too. So we're going to do this release right now from everybody. Just kind of breathe into your heart a little bit. Well, a lot of stuff. A lot of emotional stuff in your heart. Remember, entities get attracted to these energies too. Come in and they'll give you their emotional pain in your heart center. Here we go. Coming out. Four is coming out. Here we go. Well, there's more. So we're going to do the front side of you first here. I didn't expect to do this much for people on this here. There's a lot of energy there. So here we go. Just kind of breathe into your heart center. Go. Okay, let's go to the back side now. Here we go. Wow, a lot of stuff. Okay, more is coming out. There's also some stuff that's emotional traumas too that we've had along with the entities. So we're doing two things at once here. This would be what I typically do for about an hour of time for heartache clearings. Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors. They've been here a long, long time. And they'll just pass it right on to you, to us, as it's, if we start reliving the past and having these problems happen to us in this lifetime. So here we go. More is coming out. Okay, that feels a lot better to me. To me, it's just a very, very heavy clearing here. Okay, let's do a chakra alignment here. So go to your heart center. Feels much better. Throat chakra, third eye. Go back down below your power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Do an opening, so heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And now power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. And let's run some golden light energy through everybody. So we're going to go to the light shift very quickly here. And this part will work on the archive. We'll be up on the light shift for about 2 minutes here, going up, and we're all there. And here we go. Going to run some beautiful golden energy down our chakra system. I'll count to 10 as it comes in to invoke the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you may feel it going through your body right now. A special healing. Here we go. And we'll bring in some of the pink energy into your heart center. So we're going to command the energy again. Counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll run some silver energy from the light shift. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is going through all of your chakras right now. Okay. Run the color of orange now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So come back from the light shift. So, Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Yeah, boy, that felt amazing, those different colors coming in, especially after having the chakras open. It just poured right in. It was just wonderful. And did I hear you correctly, Ron, that you said that portion of the healings will actually work even though it's on the archives?
Yes, it will.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So people are would be on the light shift for maybe a minute or so, and that will work. So it'll help some people out as they listen to the archives. Normally the light shift healings will not work. This one here will.
Great. So what would you like to get into next? We do have some requests on the fast chat and other things we can do.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you bring up something from the fast chat, Sylvia?
Okay, looks like we have some kind of brand new listeners on the fast chat, some names I don't recognize. And one of them says, I have a request for healing and clearing for fear of death and fear of being buried alive from an earthquake.
Boy, that's quite something. I'm scanning to see what would work well for this here. since you're still alive right now, naturally, that has to be probably body genetics. So, or maybe an entity came in. Let's do an entity clearing for that, okay? That'd be like fear of death, okay? So typically what I would say happened was maybe you probably saw maybe some film, video, maybe earthquake victims in the past in this lifetime, and that resonated with you. And from there, watching the TV, maybe with your heart being opened up, having a sympathy, empathy for these people, and compassion, these energies that you're putting out drew entities to you, and they have the fear because they probably died that way in you, so you're probably having many, many entities inside of you that died, these emotional bodies, from this process. So here we go. If anybody has any fear of death, the fear of earthquakes, buried alive, suffocation, maybe being put under the ground when you're still alive, here we go. Take these out of everybody here. I want to do so many of these here. We could have a lot more, but we'll take out some right now here. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, before I ask the next question from the fast chat, what would you suggest for someone who's dealing with that issue if they want to do some private work with you on that?
Okay, we can create special healings that I don't have on my normal list of services. So those healings, we can specialize and zero in on what you're dealing with. And it takes an hour to do typically for each healing session. So I can do a special one-hour healing session with you to address that. Typically, like I always tell everybody, get the emotional healing done first. It's $5 times your age. And it takes about 1 minute to do typically if I do it in person. On the website, it's a little bit faster, I think, for online healings. But remember, you're getting everything cleared away year by year of each year of your life. So these traumas that you're experiencing now will not recycle. Because we're living traumas of our past in this lifetime along with our ancestral traumas. So this healing is very, very nice and needed by everybody on this planet so you can have a much better life and be in harmony with yourself instead of recycling all of your ancestors' thoughts of judgment and traumas and dramas. This is what you're doing in this lifetime. So I can do specialized healings if that's needed, but first do the emotional one. It may take away what you know you're talking about or what you might have as far as a situation with any type of emotional upset. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I wanted to mention also to Joe that there's quite a few comments on the fast chat of people enjoying the music accompanying the healing. So thank you again, Joe. Let's see, the next request I see here on the fast chat is, can you please do a sample for arguing neighbors that want to kill our cat or clear arguing people?
Oh, boy. That's a rough one. I'm trying to think. The entity works, so let's just think of your neighbor then, and we can do a clearing. We'll go back 10 days. So the light ship can clear people without their permission because the spirit always says yes. So we'll just figure that there's entities in there. And there's some emotional trauma and drama. So what I'm going to do is a emotional clearing, and we'll go back 10 days. So I want you just to think of your neighbor or a person in your life that has given you problems, and we'll see if we can do a release on them. Normally what I do is a whole life clearing, and you just have to let me know or put their name in online and do a clearing for anybody. And that really helps out your life. So I say if this does not work for you, you may want to go on to the website, go to the online healings, and pay for them to have their emotional body cleared, this invisible body that they're dealing with that's coming forward and causing you troubles in your life. So we'll always do your friends if they're giving you problems or neighbors. We'll go back 10 days. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Alrighty. Let's see. My fast chat just kind of blinked out. Sometimes it does that. So while I'm waiting for it to come back up, it just popped up. Okay, so we have a request here for duality disconnection.
Let's see. Well, we can put everybody into current time right now. That's probably the easiest way to do that. So this will put you into the moment, so you're out of duality. So here we go. People who live in the past, think about the past energies, probably because you think that the past is better for you, and you already relived it, and maybe your life now isn't too good, so you want to keep thinking about how the past used to be, which really drains your energy because you're not living in the present moment, and you're experiencing the thoughts of your past, thinking how much better your life may have been. Typically, if it's a negative situation, you're probably not going to think about it too much, but you will bring back the positive ones, and remember, your spirit does not work in the past. So what it's doing is these thoughts, which are dark side thoughts given to you, is allowing you to stay in the past and not moving forward, not moving into the present moment. And that can be very, very detrimental for you when you stay in the past. So here we go, because you can't manifest in the future. Remember, your future is created by the moment in time, so you have to go moment by moment. So your future is a manifestation in the next moment of time. So here we go. Get you out of the past. So we'll just count from 10 down to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And then we also have people who live in the future, wishing that their life was better in the future, that it's going to be much better or something. So I want to bring you into the present moment also. Here we go. Same thing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. They should be right now in this present moment. This energy should not really be affecting you too much because you need to be in the present moment to do full manifestation for yourself to create in the spirit realm, in your heart center, moment by moment by moment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see what we have next. We had a request for something to help with bad dreams.
Okay, bad dreams, let's see. Boy, that goes all different directions. Let's do a clearing for parallel lifetimes. So we'll do parallel lifetimes on cloned Earth planets with cloned physical bodies. So we'll go back 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that may help you out somewhat there. I hope that it does. Because a lot of times we bring forth the deja vu patterns, bring back the anxieties of being on clone planets or elsewhere that look like planet Earth, and that can be very detrimental and give you really strange, terrifying dreams. So I see another sample here on the fast chat. Mine just came up too. I have a sample of the magnetic bodies. So here we go. So if you're new to the program, you have many different energetic bodies that work with your physical body. And here we go. We're going to take one of these bodies and move it into proper alignment. We'll go 20 degrees at a time here, and it could be 100 degrees out. So it'll be back to 80. So it'll be a little bit of an improvement for you. If you're, you know, 800 degrees out, it may not seem like much, but you're still going to feel it, even though it decreased 20 degrees to get back into alignment. So here we go. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10 degrees. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You should feel your body and the inside kind of changing. We'll do another magnetic body. Your spirit's going to pick out the next one like I did the first one here. We'll do one more sample for you. Here we go. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. And in 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So two of your bodies have been corrected somewhat to be put back into proper orientation inside of your physical body for spiritual energy. So we have many healings on the website. Also, you can check them out here on the BBS site. Just scroll down a little ways, and we have the list of services listed there if you want to click on them. What happens when you have clearings is that most people read something, and they may resonate or not resonate to it. And once you have a clearing, you know how bad you needed it. Some people, your mental energies, the entities, say, I don't need this kind of clearing. I feel fine, and that's the one you probably need the most. This is why we start off with the emotional clearing, so you can actually get a sample to see how things are working for you, so you understand that these healings are instantaneous. These are what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So you need to fully understand that your body needs help, and your spirit cannot fully do clearings on you because it's been so disempowered for, you know, probably 50,000 years or so. This is why the light shift comes every 2,000 years to help you. So this is the whole process. If you wish to get well, to have more spiritual energy, you must have a light shift help you. There's nothing on this planet or nothing extraterrestrial that can do that because they never created you. The light shift created you and your spirit, so it's here to help you. But you have to come forward if you want that. Otherwise, the light shift cannot help you because you have to ask. They'll never go against their choice, their whole format of the way they have their belief system, which is free choice, free will. So with this free choice, free will, it'll only work when somebody typically requests a healing. This is the way it works. So you can request one for someone else, which is perfectly fine, but it will never interfere with your own life experience, because then they'd be just like the dark side is interfering with you. Against your free choice and free will. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I think it was Kimberly that had a very interesting comment when the other person was asking about the bad dream clearing. And she was saying that her bad dreams were totally taken care of when she did a clearing with you that released cords from the inner earth to her. So do you want to talk about that a little bit and how people could do that? Maybe we could do a sample of that.
Sure, yeah. You can be corded to the planet. This is why you necessarily don't want to ground to it. Because when you ground to the planet, which people do in meditation, you're bringing forth all the densities of people's dead bodies, okay, which can have emotional energies with it. You're bringing forth all the traumas of the earth. This is why grounding is not necessary. And really, it's, whoever grounds to the earth, you're going to have problems because of all this here. You're taking on every trauma that the earth has experienced. So if you want to live the lives of everybody who's been buried in graveyards, then ground to the earth. That energy circulates, you know, on the crust of the earth here. but never ground to it. So it'll bring entities to you also that way. So let's do a earth release here for people, recordings. So if you've been grounding to the earth in meditation, I would just say it's just very, very bad. It shouldn't even be taught. And most people do meditations, especially guided ones. They give you permission to ground to the earth because that's part of the process to visualize maybe a crystal in the earth or go to the center of the earth and ground. So you don't want to do that. So here we go. Going to the energy points here that connecting you to the earth for grounding. And going to be some released out of these here. We're going to pick five grounding points that you probably have done. You may not know about them. So the first one, you can just kind of feel your body where you put up these cords from. Could be your legs, could be your tailbone. Remember, just by specifying it, you don't know what's really happening. But your body has its own consciousness and it will be able to do this for you. So, number one, you can just see where your body gets released. So, number one, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one's released. Number two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And grounding cord number three. 1, 2, that one's pretty negative. Wow, must be somebody grounded their heart to the earth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the fifth grounding cord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel better. I just see some of the comments maybe on the fast chat about how you feel being disattached by connecting cords. Remember, you're doing this mentally and consciously. So you don't want to do that any longer. The earth will never cord you. It doesn't want to have your energy. Remember, it doesn't want to give you its trauma. But when people ground, you're actually wanting to experience that. So you will have that full experience of, forest fires and tornadoes and everything else, hurricanes, people dying, dead people's bodies, energies coming into you. It's a place you don't want to go to. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was very interesting. I don't remember ever doing that on the radio program before. And, wow, there was a lot of energy on that. Very interesting. So
quite a bit, yeah. There's tons of it there.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people are taught that way, and I don't know where that originated from, but it seems to be a very popular thing to tell people to do when they meditate. So let's see. We had, I believe, Mia. I can't see it anymore, but I believe she was asking if the light ship could take us out of mind control.
Sure. So here we go. It'll be a mind control release. And this also includes the energy in your house, the 60-cycle frequency that's buzzing around in your wiring. It can also be the cell phone transmissions, anything that is electronic that's going through your body. We're going to release from you right now. So light ship will do this for you. Like you ought to bring up the light beam on the monitor screen. And it's beneath the blinking flower. Just kind of scroll down if you haven't done it already. And if you're new, just go to Creation Light Ship Healing and click on it on Station 1, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And bring up the page, scroll down, and we'll energize the light beam. And here we go. And that feels very good here. I'm going to take you out of the mind control. The light beam will do this for you. Right to the picture change. And we're coming out of mind control right now. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel a little better. You should feel more separate from everything around you, your surroundings. You might look at your monitor screen or something physical anyway. and it should feel like it has its own energy in it, and you're not connected to it. This is much like a cording release here. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, quite a few people did mention that they felt a shift after that release from the inner earth cording, so that's great.
Yeah, it's a very good healing to have. Remember, all of your ancestors who grounded to the earth too or had that belief system, those energy are still with you. You know, they're still grounding through you because you have that in your DNA, and your body thinks that it must be doing it, even though you may not have even done it in this lifetime. So it's still active. All those thoughts of your ancestors work through you. It transmitted around you, so you're actually living that, the path of your ancestors, which you say on every one of the programs here. This is why you want to have clearings to feel better, to live a better life.
Well, on that same topic, we had a question from Yolanda, which I was about to read to you, but my fast chat blinked out for a minute. Here it's coming back. So the question is, so are we not to seek to connect with the inner earth for the earth's evolution?
No, not at all. The earth doesn't need anybody's help on the surface. In fact, anybody who sends the earth light energy, so to speak, bringing in light through opening up vortexes and stargates, etc., all that is negative energy from the darkness coming to the earth. The earth spirit is very powerful. It resides in the earth. It's as big as the earth, and it doesn't need any help. In fact, anybody who does that is actually interfering and doing psychic attacks to the earth spirit. So you definitely don't want to do that. It doesn't need any help. In fact, whatever you do is detrimental. And in fact, this is the reason why the planet is the way it is, because of people's mindset and the extraterrestrials bringing in here the darkness. The earth spirit never created darkness. It has to live with it because the people on the surface brought it here through the rituals and practices of being in darkness energies. Remember, the love energy is what the earth spirit is. In fact, we'll bring in the energy of the earth spirit the way it intended you to be. Right now, this is how it wanted you to live your life here in pure peace and harmony. So here we go. We'll bring that in. Since you're out of the energy now of mind control, we're bringing the love energy from the earth spirit so you can actually feel how it intended you to live on this planet. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. They should feel some wonderful peace energy. Just kind of sit back and relax and feel this energy coming through you and around you. You can have Joe's music flow through your body to help release the energies. Guitar music to flow through you with light codes, divine energy going into your body. That sound vibration resonate through you and give you a nice healing. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, let's see. So there is a question, I guess it's a continuation of Yolanda's question. Somebody is asking about the grid as far as, I guess that is related to people that work on the grid lines or something of the earth.
Yeah, there's people doing the grid line attunements, I don't know, a year or so ago. They still do that. Yeah, you don't want to work with grid lines. I can disconnect you momentarily here from grid lines here. And so the grid lines are what keep you in place. Sometimes if they're very strong, your connection to them, you won't want to get out of your house. It may be very detrimental to be connected to grid lines on this planet. As you go up higher, like in buildings, or like you fly on an airplane, you are disconnected until you land. So here we go. We're going to take away the grid lines where you live right now, where you are physically right now. And you can feel your body ease up a little bit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and you should feel your body changing. You might even want to get up and walk around a little bit. And you should feel and sense that you're not quite as heavy and that your body is a little more mobile as it walks around. So why don't everybody get up and walk around and just experience that right now? It's going to be a whole different feeling for you. I feel like you lost maybe 30, 40 pounds of weight. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, it kind of feels like when you go up to the mountains, you know, and you get high up and you just feel light and clear.
It's
wonderful.
That's great.
Let's see. I guess there's a question about what can you do when your kids constantly argue and scream no matter what?
Probably entities taking over your kids. That's probably the first thing. It could be mental programming. Mind control being sent to them, upsetting you, wanting the darkness to upset you. I would say to have an entity clearing on your children. That's what I would first do with that. Get those critters out of them, these emotional bodies that people have passed on. Remember, they'll relate to everything that your child's doing, and they come into them to experience their life through your children and also through yourself. And entities do hop back and forth. So it's possible that maybe one of your children picked up an entity and then it wanted to get energy from your children or one of your child, and from there it went into the other child and they bounced back and forth. And maybe even into you when you get upset enough, want them to stop and maybe arguing or screaming at each other. And then it's sharing itself through three people. After it gets fully charged up, like having a, you know, a battery charge, then it leaves, and then you're ending up with all the trauma and drama. And if you watch your children, their eyes will probably change, including your own. Remember, your spirit will never get angry. If you start to get angry, your spirit leaves you. So, or parts of your spirit will leave. It all depends how it's set up. You never leave all of yourself, but all of yourself may not ever leave, but you will have maybe 90% of you out of your body. And then if you traumatize that little piece that looks out of your eyes moment by moment, it may never want to come back to you because you scared it too much. So this is what happens when people argue. So here we go. Back to you again.
Okay, so, yeah, I know you've talked in the past about how entities can actually hop from one person's body into the next and how they actually enjoy, or some of them actually enjoy, stirring up arguments and fights between people, and so they'll actually hop back and forth between the people that are arguing to keep the pot stirred up so that they'll keep fighting. So would you say that's probably one thing that's happening when the kids are just arguing back and forth and nonstop?
Yeah, that's more than likely what it is. It's the children are actually out of their bodies, and entities come in, and you could have hundreds of them wanting to get charged up off that emotional energy. And they'll find out what the key words are to push someone's buttons, and they'll keep on to it, and they'll keep doing it until you know, they get charged up and they leave. You may have entities that come in and maybe are bullies who want to come through and hurt somebody. That happens too. And the whole process gets very negative very, very quickly.
Yeah, okay. Well, another reason to clear those entities out. So let's see, we have a question from Joni. She's wondering if the healings will still work if she's painting and not able to pay 100% attention.
Well, if you're doing something and you're in your body, the entities will still come into the children, but they may not come into you. Remember, when you're in the moment, then you're in spirit. So if you just kind of ignore them and let them do what you're doing, you know, they probably won't come into you. But you may want to, you know, try to shut the kids down and, you know, just have them leave. Have the children go to a different location. But for yourself, worrying about entities, once you get into the moment, they cannot really attach to you. Once you're doing something and you're peaceful, then you know that you don't have entities in you.
I don't think that her question was about the entities so much as about just the general clearings as they're happening tonight on the radio program. You know, if somebody's kind of listening but not fully because they're doing something else, but they're still, you know, within the earshot of the radio, will the healing still be effective for them?
They'd have to actually probably hear it, yes. The energy would go into your whole room, maybe into your house, and do healings there. But they would need to actually listen to it. So, you know, if somebody is in close proximity and they're listening or can just hear the word, the vibration, then that would also work. Also, the music will travel also throughout your house and break up disharmonious energy too.
Okay, great. Well, I hope that answers your question, Joni. And let's see, before we forget, because time is moving quickly by, can we just talk about the wonderful healing event that's happening this Saturday?
Yeah, so we have the Saturday show is the conference call. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. It's $60 for a 4-hour ascension call. And you can come on that if you wish and have healing. We have water charging the last 1 hour of that. So you have 7 gallons of water or less than that if you wish. You can use the water for bathing in, foot bath water, and also drinking water. So you have 7 gallons of water maximum if you wish to have that. A lot of people get half a gallon container. Some people get full gallons. But it's quite nice. The water is different for each day. We do ascension healing. And we get the amber blood put into us, so you feel very harmonious inside of your body. And just a wonderful call. So if you haven't been on one of these, it's definitely worth coming on because it's so great. You're on the light ship for a full 4 hours, and they do a lot of work on us.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful call and a great opportunity, and I think that you know, everyone that's been on one before really looks forward to that once a month opportunity because it just there's nothing else like it. It's so good. So let's see, what can we get into next? Would you like to go into a section of the services list and kind of explore that?
What's that again, Sylvia?
Would you like to get into one of the sections on the list of services and do some
sure,
samples?
Go ahead. Yeah, why don't you read one of them off there?
Okay, let's see. I'm scrolling down, and okay, so here we have a couple of sections that are on current lifetime clearings, and in the current lifetime advanced clearings, there's one, let's see, that's called the heart-to-spirit connection.
Okay, so this is going to integrate your spirit to your heart center. So we'll go back 10 days so you can actually feel it. You may feel different vibrations changing. From each day, when maybe you were less heart connected than others. So 10 days ago, there we go, cleared, and kind of feel that energy. 9 days, that's the integration, so 9 days, and 8 days, and 7 days, and 6 days, 5 days, and 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, and yesterday, and today. There we go. So you might be able to feel the energies and each day would be a little different for you probably if you got out of your heart center. So right now you're connected, and just see how you're feeling in your heart. Back to you, Sylvia.
So if a person did that clearing, then is that like putting them into their heart center for every moment of their lifetime from conception forward?
Yes, that is correct. We go from this moment in time back to when you were initially conceived, and this energy is brought into the present moment throughout your whole lifetime, moment by moment by moment. So this is how it works. Everything gets put into the present moment throughout your complete lifetime. So you're actually heart-centered for that. This is where your energy is for healing. It needs to be in the moment.
Wonderful. Wow. That would feel really amazing to have that for the whole lifetime. I think we have time for one or two more real quickly. Let's see. There's one called the religious indoctrination clearing.
Okay. That one is a really big clearing for a lot of people, so we'll just do 10 days here. This is how these energies of organized religion is affecting you. Remember, if you've never been to a church in this lifetime, that's probably wonderful, but remember, your ancestors have been. So you're going to still have the energy with you, and it lives every day of your life, whether you go to church or not. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Well, that's a big one. Let's go and go back another 10 days. So 20 days cleared, 19 days cleared, 18 days cleared, 17 days cleared, 16 days cleared, 15 days cleared, 14 days cleared, 13 days cleared, 12 days cleared, and 11 days cleared. There we go. So you should feel completely different here. And the energy from Jill's music also carries, we'll say, light code, since whoever's on the program with me, and he is definitely here, his music is being energized by the light beings to do healings on you. So remember, our body responds differently to different things. Not only the voice, but also music. So if you feel energies flowing through your body with this music, you're having a wonderful healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to bring up a little bit more about that religious indoctrination clearing. So would that basically be kind of specifically addressing the judgment? I know one of the problems with a lot of religions is that there's so much dogma that puts people into, you know, a mindset of, you know, you have to be a certain way or act a certain way or do things a certain way, and they're, you know, that causes people to often judge others, sometimes harshly, if they're different than that particular form of religion dictates. So is that basically clearing out those layers of judgment, and also kind of like the mind controlling aspect of what they've been indoctrinated into believing?
Yes, and that takes away the alien abduction, not necessarily the code completely, but it does take away a lot of the time that you've been to church and been abducted in the religious process of going to church, just sitting there and having the indoctrination imprinted into you, along with the judgments of that religion. And I do two of those type of series. One is this current lifetime. And once you have that done, then you can go on and have the seven-generational one.
So that must be a pretty intense clearing, I would guess, because we've, you know, been involved in that kind of stuff so much on Earth, and it seems to go way back, and there's been so much trauma as a result of it. I mean, if you think about the different heavy periods of, you know, maybe the Inquisition or different things that have happened, the religious wars, that there's so much surrounding that.
that's correct. Yeah, and that's it's all judgment, and it's just the aliens wanting to do stuff to us, and then you get into the judgment that you're right and they're wrong, and you know, a different group of people or something. But yeah, it's all detrimental, and it's, you know, it's all darkness. Looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here. So our next show will be on this coming Friday. We may go over a little bit. Nobody's after us, so we'll see what happens. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you all later. And enjoy the archive here of Joel playing his music. There are special light codes being transmitted to you during this process. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.